on their own, but thank you for your warm speech. My question is your description of the Imam that he doesn't have a shadow, does not describe a human being. However, we know that clearly Quran describes prophets. Well, it's not just one thing of the shadow. We have like all those conditions which are mentioned for to be necessary in every Imam. And if you combine all the conditions for that together, that's how you find the full description of those Imamat and sites as far as his, you know, his entire comprehensive element and greatness of his personality goes, we are unable to comprehend. So, you just heard the video clip how this great Arif, Ustad al-Barakat, Imam Rahmatullah alayhi, is saying that I prefer not to say. Because how can you engulf the personality of the Imam? So, but basically the description is in terms of those alamat and signs that we learn. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you for your wonderful presentation. Could you please tell us where the hadith of Imam Rahmatullah? Yeah, that's in Ma'an al-Akhbar, the famous book of Sheikh Saluk Rahmatullah alayhi. And what active duty do we have as Shias towards the Imam for time? We have one duty that we're ranked as the Shias in the time of Vader. And that one duty is the Ma'rifat, or in Farsi we say Shanaf, Ma'rifat of the Imam of the time, the in-depth recognition. And to put it in the sharpest possible words, despite the fact the word Ma'rifat is a whole world hidden in it, but to put it in the shortest possible words, Ma'rifat is something which is generated by two factors, ilm and amal. Knowledge about your duty towards Allah and your practice upon that knowledge. So if you have learned by now what exactly is your fariba, because the mu'min is fariba oriented person. We don't decide nothing for ourselves on our own. We allow the fariba, our duty, our taklif shari, we allow the shari'at of the Holy Prophet define our duty and allow our duty to drive us. We are duty-oriented people. We are fariba-oriented people. So once you determine what is your taklif shari, your fariba and duty towards Allah, then you have to do it. If you have practiced your knowledge of the duty, if you practice your knowledge, you will combine your knowledge of duty with your amal and actions, that's how you will find the nur of ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of Allah, the nur of sharaf of Allah is generated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide that nur of ma'rifat in your qalb if you combine the ilm and amal both. Is there any other questions? And the stem of this tree of Islam is the moral teachings, akhlaq. And the branches of this tree are the practical laws, the furu'd-deen, the ahkam, prayers and fasting, the Islamic tax system and all so on and so forth. So basically morals are extremely important. But wassalamu ala iman. The reward on the Day of Judgment depends on your iman and faith. If you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all is nothing but liqa'ullah, meaning with Allah. So if you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of your death with your iman and faith, that's how you earn the paradise. Now, a mu'min can be adil, a good doer, a just person in his practice. A mu'min can be fasik, who does not practice the rules of the Sharia. It depends on your adalat or your fisk and fujood, how much you will be rewarded or how much you will be punished. And depending on the sins of a person, whether we will be punished for how long in our grave, in the present time, or whether or not we will be cleared up in the present time and have no punishment to remain on our neck, to be punished for on the Day of Judgment as we are resurrected. But basically, the reward of the Day of Judgment depends on your iman. Your akhlaq is extremely good and extremely important, but reward belongs to your belief, which is the roots of the religion. So you've got to secure your belief in the Islamic belief system. وَمَنْ يَبْتَدِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. How you will explain the oppression and claims done by Shia government, also claims to be on behalf of Imams. Well, in Islam, there is no room for any oppression. Anybody who commits an oppression, quote-unquote, zulm, is condemned. But, basically, as far as which government are you talking about, who is doing the killings, I don't know. This government are you talking about? And Islam has no justification for killing any innocent person. Whosoever kills an innocent person is doing wrong. How could the Holy Prophet, the Nur, have no shadow? Because he is the Nur. The reason why he doesn't have a shadow is because he is the Nur. Well, in your speech you mentioned that you have different meaning, say at home. Do you have any hadith to confirm your claim? Isn't that the same thing that your Wulad is saying in Iran? So basically, I'm not saying if you have a different meaning. I'm saying don't bring your opinion to the masjid and say that I want to exercise and implement my opinion. When we come to the masjid, we come here to worship Allah according to the Sharia of Imam Salih al Islam. And there is a pre-existing opinion in every matter of human life already there. There is no vacuum left. Nothing has been left. Personal matters, family affairs, financial matters, social affairs, political affairs of life. Is there a vacuum? Did Imam Salih al Islam didn't teach us? Did the Prophet didn't tell us? Everything has been told. So let's see what he has told us. Instead of everybody coming up and expressing his opinion about Islam and saying, I think my take is like this. Well, we are not here to take anybody's takes. We are here to obey Allah according to what Imam Salih of Islam has said. Well, قُلْ أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلَكُمْ. Yeah, so Allah said the Prophet is only a human. How do we accept that the Prophet and Imam does not have a shadow or a bond circumcised? They were just humans like us. Well, let's finish the ayat. You are mentioning the ayat which is incompletely mentioning this ayat. Let's finish the ayat. let's go further. The ayat of the Quran says, "Qul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya innama ilahukum ilahu wahid faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbih falyamal 'amalan salihan salihan wa la yushrik bi'ibadati rabbih ahada." That's the whole ayat. So qul innama ana basharun mislukum yuha ilayya. Say that I am a human similar to you, yuha ilayya, wahi and revelation is revealed upon me. So let's finish the whole ayat. So when Prophet is a bashar and a human like us, with this attribute and this sifat, that he is entitled to receive the wahi. Are we entitled to receive the wahi? Can Jibreel arrive on us? Why does Jibreel arrive on him? Because of his nuraniyat. Because of the fact that they have arwahul qudsiyyah. So let's complete the whole thing. Because of their, because of the fact that they have the wahi arrive on them and their ruhaniyat is unlike our ruhaniyat. So how can you say that they are like us? Let's finish the whole sentence. We're going to take part of fraction of a sentence, a fraction of an ayah, and out of context without finishing the whole ayah. Specific for Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. No one else can be called Amir al-Mu'mineen. Prophet has said, Sallimu alayhi bi imrat al-Mu'mineen. Because of the hadith of the Holy Prophet, who is commanding the people to say salam on Imam Ali al-Islam, in terms of the fact that he is Amir al-Mu'mineen, that's the reason we call him Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is a laqab which is specific to Imam Ali al-Islam, and it cannot be used for Muawiyah, and it cannot be used for anybody else. We don't even use this laqab for the rest of the Imams. Amir al-Mu'mineen is a laqab which is specific for Imam Ali al-Islam. When somebody came to Imam Khalid al-Islam and said, I would like to say salam to Imam Mahdi al-Islam, the Nur Imam Muhammad, he was already born. So can I just say salam, assalamu alaykum, Amir al-Mu'mineen, intending Imam Mahdi al-Islam? And Imam Khalid al-Islam replied, no, this is for Imam Ali al-Islam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, that means the laqab of Amir al-Mu'mineen belongs to Imam Ali al-Islam. Instead, Imam said that, As-salamu alayka ya baqiyatullah. Baqiyatullah in khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. Imam Khalid al-Islam said, As-salamu alayka ya baqiyatullah. So this ayat is not part of that piece, but I am reading it because this ayat belongs to Imam Mahdi al-Islam. So Imam Khalid al-Islam addressed Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by Baqiyatullah. So not the rest of the Imams are not even called Amir al-Mu'mineen. Even the rest of the Imams used to call Imam Ali as Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. You don't have any other questions? You can end the presentation. End the Q&A session. Thank you very much.